But we had a terrific turnout in Carson City. We had several hundred there. And after all was said and done, the Democrat Party, the national leadership, the state leadership, and the local leadership sent out millions of emails to get the wingbats to come counter-protest us. And there was a total of just maybe a couple of dozen of them that showed
really?
Up. Yes, which was so amusing because, you know, I went to Daily Kos and checked out their coverage.
Now explain what Daily Kos is because a lot of folks don't.
Daily Kos is.
Same people don't read it.
Is the extreme left-wing, kooky, crazy crowd.
Yeah, it's a website.
Yeah, and they were claiming that they had just smoked us and that I would, Hillary Morgan is lying. And she claimed that Saddam Hussein attacked America.
We've got her rear end flamed out.
Never said. So they use the Channel 2 coverage. Yeah. Channel 2 in Reno, Carson, Carson City, had a report. Several, in fact, four of them, very complimentary and very pro-troop. But they used their video to prove that I was lying about how many numbers there were. And then they show, you know, a handful of people here, a handful of people there. So the video gives lie to their own words. It was just all very amusing. But we went on to Sacramento. And I
Did Harry Reid show up in
no.
Carson City?
No.
Oh, I'm astonished.
I know.
Free chicken. I mean,
no.
Why not? By the way, did you bring us a doggy bag?
I certainly did, but
good.
The dog ate it. Sorry.
Oh. Set his ass on fire.
So we were late getting to Sacramento by an hour and a half, stuck in the city's traffic, and I couldn't believe it. A couple hundred people were there, and they stayed for an hour and a half on their Labor Day holiday in order to wait for us. And it was just really, really amazing. San Francisco, same story. We were late there, and we had about 100 people here. Of all the places for the Moonbats to show up, don't you think San Francisco would have been?
You would think. They didn't.
Not a single counter-protester. So
but I assume Speaker Nancy Pelosi did show up.
No, we
for the free chicken.
We were looking for the Botox Nancy Pelosi, but we did not find her.
Really?
Anywhere, no.
So disappointing.
It was, but here is here's also one other stop that I didn't get a chance to make, unfortunately, was the Modesto stop. There, Mary Lynn Francia, who owns the. She and her family, and there's about 1 million of them. They're all proud patriots, very conservative.
They grow grapes, don't they?
They grow grapes. They have 44 Chardonnay and other lines, including Two-Buck Chuck. And they threw a wonderful dinner for our Move America Forward staffers who were just exhausted out of their mind. Beautiful underneath the arbors and, you know, as a way to say thank you for what we were doing. So that was pretty amazing, and I wanted to thank those folks for that.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
But your rear end is going to be okay.
A little bit of ointment, and I'm sure I'll be fine. A little fluid addition, things will be going great.
A little KY will take you. Oh, dear.
We're not going to get to suppositories, are we?
I think we might.
I just hope we don't get there.
Don't blame me for that. It was Sherry's idea.
Oh. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sherry.
Well, let's see. The Bay Area weather today, I guess you might want